Chapter 2, Construction. Many architects submitted plans and drawings for the mausoleum, but Shah Jahan wasn't satisfied until he saw those of master architect Ustad Isa. Ustad had succeeded in drawing the mausoleum Shah Jahan envisioned. Shah Jahan commissioned Ustad to lead a team of architects and make his dream a reality. With input from Shah Jahan, Ustad's first task was to make a miniature wooden model the builders could work from. The mausoleum was to be covered in marble, and not just any marble. Only the most beautiful marble in the world, the pearly white stone found in Makrana, would do. This marble seemed to have a life of its own, shimmering and glowing in different light. It was a fit setting for the precious gems and other colored stones used for additional decoration. Architects, stonecutters, painters, carpenters, and sculptors were some of the many workers hired. They came from all over India, as well as from Syria, Turkey, Persia, and Arabia. In all, the Taj Mahal took over 20,000 workers, more than 20 years to build. Workers built a ramp 10 miles, 16 kilometers long, to haul materials through Agra to the building site. Hundreds of elephants walked up and down the ramp day after day, carrying marble, brick, and other stones that were used to build the Taj Mahal. Caption: The enormous central dome of the Taj Mahal is more than 180 feet tall.